We are making a change in the order of service today. Instead of the psalmody, as indicated in the worship folder for the day, please turn to page 182 in the front of the hymn book to Psalm 67, and let us rise and sing the psalm together. The second epistle of St. Peter, chapter 3, beginning at verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat? Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. So far the reading. In the name of our Lord, who is coming. The day of the Lord. That expression is found about 25 times in the Bible. By far the majority of them are in the Old Testament. Starting with Isaiah, several of the prophets make this concept of the day of the Lord a part of their message. In addition to Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Zephaniah, Zechariah, and Malachi, they all include prophecies concerning the day of the Lord in their writings. Here are some of the words and expressions these prophets associate with the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord is coming. It hastens quickly. It is near. It is at hand. The day of the Lord will come upon all nations. It will be a day on which the Lord avenges himself on his adversaries. The day of the Lord will be darkness and not light for many. The noise of the day of the Lord will be bitter. The day of the Lord will be great and dreadful and awesome and terrible. The prophets Isaiah and Amos especially have some very clever descriptions of what the day of the Lord will be like. Listen to this one from the prophet Isaiah. Fear and the pit and the snare are upon you, O inhabitant of the earth, and it will be that he who flees from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit, and he who comes up from the midst of the pit shall be caught in the snare. The prophet was playing with language here to make his point. He plays on the sound of these words that are translated fear and pit and snare. In the prophet's language, they are pachad, pachat, and pach. The very sound is scary, isn't it? Pachad, pachat, and pach. Fear and pit and snare. To get a similar alliterative effect in English, we might say terror and trench and trap are upon you, or panic and pitfall are upon you. In the prophet Amos's description of what the day of the Lord will be like, he takes us into the realm of bad dreams and nightmares. He says, "Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord. It will be as though a man fled from a lion and a bear met him. Then he went into the house, leaned his hand on the wall, and a serpent bit him." Poor fellow. He runs in one direction, encounters a lion. He flees from the lion in the opposite direction, only to encounter the jaws of a bear. He dashes into his house, thinking he is safe, rests his hand against the wall, and a venomous snake comes out and strikes him. This is the stuff of nightmares. The point in each case is that when we think about the day of the Lord from the perspective of the law, it presents a terrifying aspect, and it should. It is coming. It will come upon all, no exceptions, and it will be inescapable. New Testament writers, St. Peter and St. Paul, pick up on this theme of the great and terrible day of the Lord in their epistles. And they add another detail to that picture of the day of the Lord, which they learned from the Old Testament scriptures. Both Peter and Paul use the same simile. The day of the Lord, they say, will come like a thief in the night. Many misguided attempts have been made in the past to identify the time of the coming of the day of the Lord. Many false prophets have claimed to know the day. All those designated days and times have come and gone. On the other hand, many have scoffed altogether at the notion of the coming of the day of the Lord. Peter prophesies that this scoffing will continue right down to the last days. Many will defiantly challenge, "Where is this promise of his coming?" And they will shake their fists at the heavens and challenge and dare the Son of God to come down for judgment. And the scriptures simply respond, "The day of the Lord is coming, and it will come like a thief in the night." The day of the Lord will mark the end of creation as we know it. The scriptures do not present any program for the rehabilitation of this world. They do not hold out any hope for any perfect kingdom being established here in this world in connection with Judgment Day. Such ideas are simply not connected with the Christian hope. Peter's prophecy is this: the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. The end. That's it. Then Peter brings these ideas to a practical use or application. He does so by way of a rhetorical question. Since these things about the day of the Lord are so, then he asks, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? The point he makes is not different from the point of Jesus' parable that we associate with this time of the church year, the parable of the 10 virgins or bridesmaids, 5 of whom were wise, 5 of whom were foolish. What was the difference? 5 were ready and waiting for the arrival of the groom. 5 were not. 5 were admitted to the blessed wedding feast. 5 were shut out everlastingly. So, be ready. What does that entail? Look for the coming of the day of the Lord and do so believing the promises of God. There is no other preparation for the coming of the day of the Lord than to hear and to believe the gracious gospel promise. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. He has won the verdict of justification for you by his life, death, and resurrection. He gives it to you in the word of the gospel. He enables you to make it your own in the miracle of faith. This is preparation for the day of the Lord. In the revelation given by our Lord to St. John, Jesus says, "I am coming as a thief, and I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who watches." And faith responds, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Let us pray. Stir up, we beseech you, your power, O Lord, and come, that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins and be saved by your mighty deliverance. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, order this day and all our doings in His peace. Go in peace.